49er fans, game day is finally here. It's time to answer your pregame questions in a segment that we like to call Teddy Football. Here to answer your questions is the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson.
It's time for the week 3 edition of Teddy Football. Scott Kegley here, the voice of the 49ers, Ted Robinson. And Ted, the 49ers looking for a little bit of a bounce back game. A lot of things didn't go the 49ers' way last week up in Seattle, to put it lightly, and now they're dealing with injuries and trying to right the ship, really, and now they get the Indianapolis Colts, who led by lots of storylines here with Andrew Luck coming in to face his former coach.
Yeah, we can say nothing went the 49ers' way last week, Scott, and that's why this has been a long week, and that's what happens when you have a game like last Sunday. But, you know, you can't get to this game fast enough. It feels like it takes forever. And the 49ers need a correction today, and they need a correction, I think, back to the essentials of this team. And I've said this repeatedly. The word Jim Harbaugh used a lot, he used it in the pregame interview with me, was physical. And I think the code word there for we need to block the way we have blocked. And the offensive line has struggled the first two games, I think, especially last Sunday. It was very noticeable. So as a result, the 49ers don't run the ball. They're just not, and last Sunday their offense got snuffed in every manner by the Seahawks defense. So I think that's what we look for today, is get back to be the 49ers offense.
And I liked what Carlos Rodgers said after last week. He said Seattle hasn't won the division in week 2. Right? That's really important, I think, for 49ers fans to realize. It's a long season. Lots of things can happen between now and then.
No, that's exactly the point, Scott, is that now you can't just blow last week's game off. It happened, and it means something. But you can't let it define your season either. And if you're a good team, and the 49ers sure think they're a good team, believe they're a good team, then you don't let it define your season. It'll come back into play in December when the Seahawks come back here for the rematch. That's when last week will matter again. Until then, you got to take care of your business. And the 49ers are still in the midst of a tough opening schedule. And we all know this week is going to be really difficult with this game. And then 3 days before you play at St. Louis. So you're right. That what Carlos said is 100% right. And I go back to the essential line. The 49ers cannot let last week define them.
I will, Ted. The good thing about this podcast, we always like taking questions from fans. And lots of fans wrote in this week using the hashtag TeddyFootball and replied to us on Twitter. And we got a few questions, a few of them about the 49ers running game. And at West_SYED, I don't know how to pronounce that, Ted, but they ask, should we be concerned about the 49ers running game?
And by the way, I got a ton of tweets myself, Scott, so I love the passion of the fans. And I understand a game like last week really stirs up passion, but that's great. Keep firing away. So, yeah, the running game is a concern. There's no question. And I really believe it's there's a lot of – I've had a lot of tweets. I've heard a lot of people ask, you know, what's up with Frank Gore? And I say, I don't know how you know. Because he hasn't had anywhere to go in the first two games. So I think the essential nature of this is the 49ers offensive line needs to assert themselves and be who they are. These are Pro Bowl guys. This is an elite offensive line. Starting today, they need to play like that. And then that will give us a template against which to judge the entire running game.
Yeah, and Kendall Hunter is such a big part of that 49ers running game. And the next question from @HardcoreRobent. Why are the 49ers not using Kendall Hunter more in the offense? It was pretty much just Frank Gore last week.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing last week. I think we were all mystified by that one. Matchup might have been it. You know, we all know what an excellent blocker Frank Gore is and how he shines in pass protection, which in the past has made it tough for the coaches to take him off the field on third down. And Scott, you know this from your role with 49ers.com. Anybody that's been around this team and knows Frank Gore knows how ultra-competitive he is. Frank Gore doesn't like coming off the field very much. So I'm assuming that probably, given the importance of last week's game, that Frank wanted to be out there as well. I don't think that's going to be a weekend play. I mean, we're going to see Kendall Hunter, and I assume that we'll also see LaMichael James when he is back to health as a mix-up back as well. And make sure, again, that this team wants to be playing in January and early February, and you want, like last year, you want Frank Gore being strong then.
Yeah, it's not bad if he gets a little bit of rest early on. And Ted, this game, the CBS broadcast, they brought out Jim Nantz and Phil Simms, so it's their number one crew doing this game. And it's kind of been one of the number one matchups that's been talked about, mainly because of the Trent Richardson trade. kind of sent shockwaves across the NFL. And our final question for Matt, cuckoo for you, probably our best Twitter handle of the day, asks, how will the addition of Richardson change the plan for today's game?
Cuckoo for you, I like that. You know, that's what I think, that's the question a lot of us are waiting to see how it's answered. We suspect Trent Richardson plays. We suspect he plays a decent amount. You know, what the Colts want to do is, I believe what they want to do is follow a blueprint that's been employed by the 49ers and by Stanford, given that both of these teams have roots from that Stanford coaching staff of Jim Harbaugh's. And the Colts want to be able to line up and run the ball, and they haven't had a running back that they could really trust to do that. It seems like they feel Trent Richardson could be that running back. They need their offensive line to get better in run blocking to allow them to do that. But all of that is designed to take heat off Andrew Luck. Everybody who's followed the game knows how much he got hit last year.
Yeah.
He got crushed, and they can't afford. He's your franchise quarterback. You have to take some heat off him. So, specifically today, you know, I don't know how much of an impact Trent Richardson can have. As we know, not too many running backs impact the 49ers. But I think it'll be interesting to watch to see how much the Colts decide to roll the dice with him in his first game here and see if it changes the way they play.
Yeah, well, Ted, the 49ers under Jim Harbaugh have been 500 or better every single game that he has coached. And they're going to try to make it more of the same today. You'd like to see him 2-1 instead of 1-2 at the end of today.
Well, we spoke about Frank Gore, and I know this. Frank Gore talked to the team earlier this week and told them, you know, since Jim's been here, since this new era of 49er football started, haven't lost two games in a row. We're not going to start now. So that intent, that passion from Frank, again, is what makes him such a special guy. So I think we'll see the 49ers carry that out today.
Yeah, lots of streaks on the line. Thank you so much, Ted, as always.
Good job, Scotty. Thanks.